Right, 6 p.m. Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Board of Adjustment Wednesday, September 25th, 2019 meeting. The first item of business, Scott, could you please establish a quorum?
Yes.
Corey Robuck.
Present.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
And Howard Kitchen.
Present.
Okay.
Thank you. Scott, would you please be able to give an explanation of public hearing procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome you this evening to the September 25th, 2019 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, staff report for each case as Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please complete the sign-up sheet before the hearing begins. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and therefore will be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board, then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. And the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. Is to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And 3. Whereby reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation, or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict applications so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you, Scott. At this time, I'll need to swear in anyone that's going to speak at the public hearing. If you could please stand and raise your right hand. Do you swear to give honest testimony this evening?
I do.
Thank you. First item of business is review and action of the August 21st, 2019 minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, anyone open to make a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes stand approved. Moving to public hearing, the first case is 19-04B for 434 Parkside Drive, Hollister.
Kevin and Amy Hayden are seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicants are specifically requesting a variance from the required 25-foot front property line setback. The applicants are seeking a 10-foot front setback variance, allowing for the construction of a 16-by-25-foot garage to be constructed 10 feet from the front property line. And the staff recommendations, if the Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 1904V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Board. One would be approval of the front setback variance of 10 feet for the construction of the 20-foot-by-16-foot garage addition. Two, a Division I permit for the garage will be required. Three, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And this is the GIS of the property. And we threw the floodplain layer on. This is his drawing that he presented. And then I had a few photos that I took. This is the existing part of the home. And the addition would go straight out on this existing garage section. And I just backed away from the home a little bit to get a photo. So I would turn it over to the applicant.
Evening. I thought I'd start with just a little bit of history, because this will kind of give you an idea of why we think this is an exceptional situation. We've owned the property about 5 years, and it's up until now, until recently, it's been primarily a weekend summer home. And we're actually looking to make it more of a retirement place. And this home was one of the first two, that one and the one right under it, were one of the first two that were built on the point. It was built in 1962. It's a little Better Homes and Gardens plan that they used to get out of the catalogs, and it's just a tiny little one-bedroom house, about 1,000 square feet. The garage was initially a carport that they've closed in, so that... The footprint you see is basically the way it was built in 62. What we needed to do to make it more livable for year-round as a retirement home is get another bedroom so we can actually have some company that doesn't sleep on the couch, and also have a little bit of room so that we can have a little bit more in the garage area. So some of the challenges to figure out with this lot and what makes it so exceptional, you can see, and I know you guys deal with this all the time. In 62, they didn't pay a lot of attention to setbacks and things like that. So this was oriented more towards lake use, and it's really actually true north and south. They said it just plumb north and south as you can make it. Rather than any reference to a front property line or a setback or anything like that. So, with that in mind, Scott, if you could show so one of the first things I did when we were looking at, I had a survey, I paid and had a survey done to, just to figure out, what I was really up against. And as you can see, it was laid out, if you just look at from a lot standpoint, it looked pretty weird. But, if you live there, or if you see it, you know exactly why they did it that way. So what we've been struggling for the last 5 years to try to figure out how we can, keep the same charm of the house but still get just a little bit more room for me and my family. And what we've done, you can see we've added a bedroom, a small bedroom bath in the front, and then we're here seeking a variance so that we can extend the garage to make it more of a galley-type garage so that we can put cars back-to-back and still have a little bit of room there to actually have a place where she can send me when she's sick of me after being around me so much for the day. And so with that... I think one of the first questions I wanted, so what determines what is the front property line? I mean, this, as you can see from
This is more or less a cul-de-sac, if you remember from the aerial view. So you've got a 115-foot property line, basically in 120. So this is actually oriented right against my neighbor's front property line. But this is more oriented with the street, which, you know, that's what the setbacks are, that's what setbacks. So that's why I wanted to bring this up, because if this is truly what we consider the front property line, then I need a variance. If this is the property line, then I wouldn't need a variance. So that's why I'm here. That's why I have the request.
So, Scott, because it's an existing structure, the other setbacks are grandfathered in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're non-conforming setback. The only time they'd come into play is if the house was damaged, which happened with the tornadoes at that time. The attorney said they'd need to build back and meet the setbacks, even though it was a natural disaster. So if you'd voluntarily tear off part of that house, then you'd be stuck with meeting the new setbacks, but no. Their grandfather did.
Scott, it looks like the west and the south side are both touching Parkside Drive. Is that correct?
Yes.
So how would you determine which one's
Well, there? We've always determined the front by the side that it's addressed off of. So this one's a little bit tricky, as he alluded to.
Yeah.
We don't consider the driveway. It's where it's addressed off of. So I can only assume that 911 addressed it from the driveway. Because they can face a home however they want and put the front of the home towards the back. That's not what we call the front. The front of the lot's the address side. But you have a valid question, and he does.
How do you determine what's the address side?
911.
For the number chart?
Yeah, 911 administrator.
So is that a matter of placement of numbers? I mean, I'm just trying
to... The driveway.
Well, I've been with her before, and she finds the driveway, and she addresses it off a driveway. If you had a 40-acre parcel, she's going to give you a 911 address where that driveway is.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we have a circle drive. Which end of the driveway would that be?
Yeah.
Because one would be oriented towards the other property line.
Let me understand. I see it looks like there's it's been surveyed, and there's an overlay of a photo on top of your survey.
Yeah.
It looks like your driveway is half in your property line and half the driveway is in the county road then, or what?
It'd be on the right of way.
So just the,
as it joins to the county road.
I guess my question is, you're 10 feet back from your property line, but really it's another 15, 20 feet to the actual road?
To the center of the road, certainly. And like I said, it's a cul-de-sac, or it kind of, over the years, I guess it's kind of evolved into a cul-de-sac. So it actually gets wider than, as it comes by my property, the road gets wider even as it kind of flares out at the end. So if you went, and that's one thing I was looking at, if you look just pure straight down center line, it's even, and measured that as a true setback from, you know, whatever the, I think it's what's got 70 foot, right away on either side of the road, and that's what determines the setback.
I think that road easement was 60 feet in there.
Okay.
It was an odd road easement. Usually they're 40 and 50, but I measured here now, and it's 57.33 property line to property line. This is usually pretty accurate, but if I remembered that on the plat was a 60-foot road right-of-way for some reason.
Well, and as you can see from the blue line, that's one of the reasons why I got it surveyed, and as you can see, naturally, when I was looking at it and I popped it up on the GIS and I saw the property line going right through the middle of the house, I thought, well, that's a problem. So that's why I paid to get the survey, to see that I truly was on my own property. So it's even if you just took a measurement from that, Scott, it's even further to the east.
And these lines float. We know these lines are, but yeah, it floats to the east.
And so it's your southwest corner that's the issue here, the 10.8 feet, right?
Yes.
And, you know, Mr. Hayden, you've done a really good job with your presentation and what has been put before us, and looks like you put a lot of thought into it.
We have.
From my perspective, and it's a best-case scenario. And when you